I want to remind you to please remember to pray for this country, Nigeria. Intercessors, prayer groups, take time, pray for this country. We are in a very dangerous period. That the enemy will not hijack that. Remember that in 1999, the Western world predicted that by 2015, that this country will be divided. Obasanjo countered them, then president, and said, in 2015, we shall be better. And you can see what is going on, so that their predictions will come to pass. I'm not a politician, and very honestly speaking, I am against any minister using his pulpit to preach politics. It is wrong. It is wrong. Listen, we are the only balancing factor in the existence of Nigeria now. Because we are the only ones that have something to say that goes beyond the boundaries of tribalism. Because in Christ, there is neither Hausa, Igbo, Ijo, or Fulani. And we, whether it is the supporters of Jonathan, or supporters of Buhari, or supporters of Uhuru, both parties, they are all members of our churches. And we must not side one side. It is wrong. And when people want to be popular, they will go and begin to say all manner of things like that and to sound controversial. It is wrong. I am against what Madam Baker did. I can tell you also by the Spirit of God that God did not send him to say those things you are saying. They are all seeking attention. I want it to look different. Father Mbaka, I can tell you as also a servant of God, and God talks to me too. He did not send you because our God does not cause confusion. And our God is not a politician. And let me tell you something, church. It is because people don't know their Bible. People don't know their Bible. Praise the Lord. I was in Abuja 2 days ago. And I was in a general's house. And he was busy, saying something concerning what Mbaka said. And he was supporting what he said. And he was expecting me to join him. And he was trying to come and play me a clip of what he said. And I said, I have seen that. I said, that is nonsense. And he looked at me. That's nonsense. God didn't call us to do that. Praise the Lord. Of course, every human being is a politician because you have one interest or the other to protect. That's what politics is all about. About protection of interests or projection of interests. Everyone, including me. But our duty calls for neutrality. Our job as ministers calls for us to declare our neutrality in public. Because we are the only one that can balance this country. And let those who should cool down the tension stop heating up and causing more tension again in the land. It is wrong. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is because people don't know their Bible. See, let me tell you something. Nobody can be president of Nigeria unless God places him there. If you do uru enter there, God will uru remove you. Praise God. Until, and if Jonathan's term is over, he will go. And who it is that God wants to put next, he will put them there. And let me tell you, concerning the seat of Nigeria, nobody goes there because of any religion you belong. To start with, praise the Lord. Tell me any politician that is born again. There is no politician that is born again. None. Tell me one. And Nigeria is not a Christian nation. So you will not be in Aso Rock, the seat of the presidency, because of a religion you belong. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. And let me tell you, God gives every people the kind of leaders they deserve. If it is a thief he put in Aso Rock, it is because we deserve thief. Praise God. If we deserve a righteous person there, a God-fearing person there, he will put that same person there. If he's going to put a righteous person that will fight corruption, and the people will kill him because they want to remain corrupt, God will not put a corrupt person, an incorrupt person there. He will put a corrupt person there so that all of you continue in your corruption. So please, all that nonsense people talk at the, and all the funny prophecies they give concerning Nigeria and all this one, I am not carried by that. I am against it. This is my stand. I also have a platform, and I want the whole world to know that in Nigeria, yeah, there's a man of God that thinks different. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are to pray, Lord, let only that man you have ordained. That is your sincere prayer. Those of you who are politicians, for any reason you want any particular party to be there, continue to pray that your party will win. No problem. Don't come and share that with me. That's between you and the reason you want. But for me as a Christian, and for me as one who know the importance, the benefit of peace in a society, I will continue to pray that God will put the man that he will back up on that seat. That is my prayer. Whether it is Jonathan to continue or to remove, it is in the hand of God. Now you will ask me, Pastor, who will you vote for? That is my personal affair. It's not a pulpit affair. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. Let's clap for Jesus.